For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Heather, let's get to the news.
You might have seen this video trending all over social media. A geyser erupted unexpectedly at Yellowstone on Tuesday, sending tourists just scrambling in fear. It took place around the Biscayne Basin area of the park, which is just about 2 miles away from Old Faithful. They say nobody was injured, but when you look at the aftermath, the boardwalk where you can walk to observe all these, you know, hydrothermal pools was just destroyed, and this explosion sent debris flying in the air. So people were, and obviously quite scary. You're not expecting that to happen. I was just there, I guess now probably last year around this time. You're not expecting that to happen where they were walking, right?
It's a massive explosion.
It's massive. Video of it has gone viral all over social media. Officials say that these hydrothermal explosions are relatively common in the national park. Of course they are, but not necessarily expected. So pretty crazy. Also crazy. Glad there's no video of this. A New Jersey man was arrested, you guys, for decapitating a seagull.
What?
Over some stolen French fries. This is wild. This guy was spending some time at the Jersey Shore with his family earlier this month when a seagull attempted to steal some French fries from his daughter.
That's what seagulls
do. We've all been to the beach or to areas where these seagulls, they just want to grab your scraps, right? You drop some food, they're on it. Well, that's what the seagull did. Well, this guy was also on it. He was able to grab the seagull. He must have cat-like reflexes. And after he grabbed the seagull, off with its head.
What?
Just snapped its head off.
What kind of psycho?
And then he walked up to employees with
the
head of the seagull in one hand, the body in the other, and was like, hey, I need a bag to throw this seagull away. And during that confrontation with the employees, things turned a little aggressive, I guess, or confrontational. Police were called. This guy was charged with disorderly conduct and resisting arrest. And then he was later charged with animal cruelty as well.
A little anger management in his future?
Consider me shocked that things got confrontational with the guy who decapitated a pigeon in his bare hands.
Seagull.
Yeah, put him on some kind of list. Let's keep an eye on that guy.
Two of the Great Lakes have been named the bluest lakes in the world.
This is cool.
That's pretty darn cool. There are more than 304 million lakes on Earth. While this study, I don't think, looked at every single one, it looked at a lot of them. Yep. And they say that Lake Superior and Lake Ontario, they're in the top 10. In fact, they're not just in the top 10. They're number one and number two. Lake Ontario is considered the bluest lake in the world.
That's awesome.
They were using it. What they were doing was basically looking at like an overhead map of all the lakes. And then they were comparing the blueness of the lake in the photo of the map to like the truest blue color that exists.
Oh.
And Lake Ontario, number one. And then Lake Superior, number two.
It's so cool.
That's cool.
I mean, people don't really realize until they do see some of those aerial photos in summer, obviously winter is a different matter, that how beautiful they are from above.
Yeah. Celine Dion is going to be performing on Friday during the Olympic opening ceremonies.
Oh, Doug will be excited.
He will be excited.
Yeah.
I know Celine Dion.
Exciting. Yeah. Oh, yeah. He's one of her groupies.
Yes.
Follows her around.
She's
goes
making
to concerts.
A ton of money for this. She's performing one song. She's being paid $2 million. And they're going to foot the bill for all of her travel accommodations and for her family to come down as well.
In the $2 million?
No. They're going to do that on top, which is pretty incredible. This is going to be her first performance. Although I feel like I've read stories of her performing. Maybe not, though. Maybe I'm wrong. Her first performance since she kind of stepped away from the stage in 2022 because she was diagnosed with stiff person syndrome, which is so incredibly sad. I've seen her out. She has done like appearances, but I guess she hasn't actually performed. It's a devastating disorder, John.
No comment.
I'm happy that you immediately came in with a serious tone because I was worried when you said stiff person syndrome. that we were going to have like an offensive moment
it's
or something.
It's called, and it's really, really sad.
I've never heard of it, to be fair.
But you haven't heard of it?
But I'll take your word. Yeah.
With Celine Dion? Because I hadn't heard of it before she was diagnosed with it.
No, I didn't. I've
it's
heard
a really
Celine
crippling
Dion,
disease. Google it. Look it up.
Occasionally afflicted with that myself. Yeah.
Okay.
And there it is.
You were begging. We asked for it.
Now, speaking of celebrities at the Olympics, did you know that Snoop Dogg's going to be there as well? He's heading to Paris. He's going to carry the Olympic torch.
He's still on stiff person syndrome. Heather, I'm here with you. We're doing this show.
I love Snoop Dogg. So he's going to be the second to last torchbearer. Yeah. I'm just moving on, you guys. There's no word who he's going to hand the torch to, but he's going to be there.
He is super fun, super likable. Snoop Dogg can be at everything.
Who doesn't like
Snoop? Yeah. Very entertaining. Yeah. Very relatable to so many people.
Yep.
And that's Heather with the news.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.